Welcome to month three, session two of Creative Genius.
Eighth session.
Was it eight?
Uh-huh. So, let's do a come home to yourself. Yes. And allow that breath to flow deeply into your body. And just make it a little longer and a little deeper while you focus on your heart. Allow it to flow also into your chest, into your heart area. And from there, become aware of your creative genius. And your muse or muses, energy that contributes to you to be your creative genius. Just allow that connection to flow and nurture you. And also connect with the energy of your project or projects, or the quality of life that you would like to create. Whatever it is that you picked as a playground for your creative genius, just bring that in. And allow your gift your artfulness your delight your invention your humanity your idealism to bring your project to life and to wake up your creative genius. Thank you. We did introduce you to your life's work last week, and I'm very curious. I sent you all. Did you all get the recordings?
Yeah.
And listen to it.
Mm-hmm. At least one.
No.
Twice.
I'm wondering if there's a way to listen to it so it continues playing without turning off. I'm looking at you.
Download it.
If I moved my phone, it quit.
Yeah.
So I had to be perfectly still, and I couldn't figure out a way to download the link.
I
tried to copy and
drag
and drop.
I tried several times to listen to it, and I couldn't get past a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that happened the first time.
I have to touch my screen to keep it playing, but sometimes I would touch it and it would just turn off.
Oh, it doesn't come on your computer either. You don't have signal.
You texted it to me.
Yeah.
Most people don't use the texting.
Okay,
the
I will email them to you so you can listen
to
them.
Yeah,
you get it through email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabina's very tech.
Yeah, I am not.
Good. I'm thinking, I mean, it's a little bit of a queasy. Richard actually provides sometimes the first gene keys for free, so I feel okay with giving you those. I highly recommend getting the recordings for the other ones when we do them. Because they're just, he's just brilliant.
You can go on to the
GeneKey.com
website
we'll,
and then you can
we'll
order them.
Send them to you, the link. Anyway, so.
But yeah, listen to that first one first. And
yeah.
You're going to have to listen a lot of times over time
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
it's so deep and rich and some of it. You know, you won't understand the first go round
yeah.
or the second or the third. It's
yeah.
just kind of like.
And you might find that you don't relate to it, and then it's like, oh! Like,
yeah.
I mean, we listened to all of your keys today, just in preparation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's
cool.
funny because Brenda has
so cool.
what I have in my purpose, like that, what grounds me is your life's work. So we listened to that, and I thought, I've never heard that recording. I mean, there are the stories I heard. I remembered the stories, but some of the stuff is like, oh. And I've listened to this for 2 years now, so.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's when you're ready, you hear it.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a continuous giving and gifting.
What do you mean by her life's work grounds you?
It's
yeah.
We have the same incarnation cross, but in a different order.
Okay.
So our four keys are mixed up. So her life's work is my purpose.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
So those top two numbers on the right and the top two numbers on the left, those make up your incarnation cross. Those are the key numbers. Like yours is 11, 12, and then I can't remember the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can't read it from here.
So astrology is your sun and your earth. That's it's 70% of your design, what makes you.
That's why we talk about it a lot. And then Richard puts it into your life's work is your personality sun. Human design, we talk about it as personality, sun, and earth, and so on.
Yeah.
So we're bringing in different systems.
So that you don't attach to one.
Yeah.
Because again, this is just a lens. This is not who you are. This is how your vehicle is built. But how you ride that vehicle, man, I see lots of people driving F-150s, and do we ever drive it uniquely, right? Particularly when we pull that silver thing behind us.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Cool. So any sharing, any ahas, any inspiration, anything before we dive into the next round? What have you discovered?
Can you say that again? It's not who we are, it's...
How your vehicle is built, like your body, your emotions, your mind... All those different aspects, but your being is the artist that comes in and rides that vehicle, and how we do that is so different. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah, like so people like I met someone who has Tanya's almost exact like almost her exact same design. They were born on the same day, but my friend was born in, I think it was Israel, on the same day. And I was like looking at her, my friend's chart, and looking at Tanya's, this was like 2 years ago, and I was like, it's almost like the same chart, and but how they live it, and there's other things that are off, and you know, just different, but yeah, you can just see such different people with the same chart, the same, like twins and all of that. So how each person lives it, there's a life force within you that moves it in different ways and makes different choices along the way. So,
and that's actually the exciting part. This is, I mean, it's kind of cool to discover it, but how you live it, that's where the fun begins, right?
And open to lots of interpretation, really.
And so twins would have slightly different charts because they'd be born at the opposite.
Even if it's like a couple
second.
Minutes, it can
yeah.
be, it can be different.
Really,
could be a whole different type.
Wow, interesting.
You keep running. I'm gonna stop the barking.
Good luck.
What is she?
Stop the barking.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they outside?
No, they're upstairs.
Oh.
They're just upstairs. And I put a blanket, I kind of blocked. There's like a, anyways, they don't like that.
Oh.
It's fine. Any other awarenesses as you pondered, or did anybody ponder what we talked about last week?
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys are like super busy and just.
When I notice, it's just like if I follow. It was like play the last couple of nights. The to-dos got shoved aside. It's like, oh, I should do this, should do that. Like, you know, and I just played with art, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, this is a really stupid thing. It's like seasonal. I'll never use this anyway. And it was like, hey, it's a tutorial. It'll be easy. I can follow it step by step. Just do play. And the whole time I'm doing it, I'm out of my head, and I'm just doing it. And I finished it last night about 10:30, and then a painting I did in a workshop in March. I fixed, it was a creative genius. No, this is creative genius. It was your creative spirit workshop.
Oh, that one.
And so I painted her, and her skin on that painting was dark brown. And that wasn't my intent, and then it had like, anyway, it just, there was a part of it that was kept like just smacking me in the face when I'd look at it. So I took some of the paint last night, and I lightened up her eyes, and I changed her skin a bit. And then it's like, now I love her. And today, just having spent, like, it was like making that demand of myself of doing something that was just fun and play. And go to bed till probably 20 after 11 last night, which is late for me because I usually wake up before 5. With the cat, sometimes have a wee nap until 6 when I get back up again. And today was total ease at work. I had a great walk at lunch. Somebody was reading the radionics manual this afternoon. Because I had gently said again this morning, I said, by the way, are you gonna work on Willow, that's my cat, or shall I hire Sabina to run a program on her? And it was just, even coming here, I was running late. I hit a train stopping that is almost never used with a train parked.
Oh,
and I'm like, what the fuck? And I needed to drop stuff off, and I wanted to drop a box of stuff off to Goodwill. I made it, and I was still here at like whatever, 4 minutes to 7.
Cool.
And just because when I left, yeah, I kept saying, nope, I'm getting there with ease, and I'm going to be on time. So it was just like choosing what I believe is me choosing to play, brought that energy into my life today,
mm-hmm.
and everything today was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
I love it.
Hmm.
Cool.
And I should have written my blog last night, and I didn't. So my blog is going to be about this, I think. Like, not, I don't mean our group, I just mean about
mm-hmm.
choosing.
Yeah.
Choosing to do that, to play.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you experienced your spontaneity, or that splenic
yeah.
hit of the go play, and then you heard the voices of your mind, and you just didn't listen
yeah.
to them, and
that's
you just
right.
played.
And I chose a lot of, like, I did a bit of purging. I did that. I actually did write a blog last week. So I just chose to do, yeah, just the stuff that called, and I didn't worry about one thing, and that's what I get is I don't want to choose a project.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You had 60 to do, so you've
so
done
I
one or two.
Probably did four, yeah, three
okay,
or four
good.
Of them. So yeah.
Perfect.
And that is what's fun for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a bunch of stuff is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the snowman. I just thought that.
I wasn't even gonna share it.
No, I really do. I really
what you said.
Oh, yeah.
I really did love that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It it was so whimsy and so it just put a smile on my face.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really well done.
Yeah,
it was
a life
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
His like hat was like on a jaunty angle and it
mm-hmm.
didn't look like
carrot
yeah.
nose.
Like you had made it be that way. It just kind of flowed out of you.
Yes, and it was a tutorial too. Like
yeah. So everybody makes
life.
It, but still.
I was with the paint. Like you know, I was doing it along with the painter.
But you brought it alive.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So did
yeah.
you brought in the dancer, the glider, were you gliding with the
that's
painting?
Yeah.
Remember the gliding that's on the wall there? That higher frequency.
No, maybe I did unconsciously.
That's right,
you
that's
are.
What I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah, the gliding, like
I'm
that's the play, the playful,
yeah.
the gliding, the just like whoop, doop, 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 doop.
Yeah, because when I was done that, it was like I looked at my
mm-hmm.
woman
yeah,
and I grabbed her off the wall and I put her on these and I went, okay, we're going to change you a bit. So yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was good because about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks, I was like in a massive funk. Massive.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was in a massive funk. So.
So this is
they
why we do what we do here. That's the creative genius.
Mm.
Mm.
Cool.
Anyone else? Laura?
Yeah. It was a tough week around here.
Yeah.
But I just I took it as it came. I took it in waves, and then I would sit. I took Friday off. I just wasn't doing very well, and it seemed to loosen a little bit after I saw my parents on the weekend and I just like rested a lot.
Good.
They live in Waterloo. They're late 70s. What did I focus on? I listened to the Gene Key and the part about being so serious really, because mine goes serious, delight, ecstasy.
Yeah.
And the seriousness is when I find myself being too serious, I become aware of that. Like, because it says attached to the drama, not so much like attached to the story, attached to the seriousness, attached, like loosen that seriousness a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of played with that. And I played with the delight was that I am paraphrasing here, but it's the delight is needed or wanted in every situation. Like, kind of what I took it, like, what I touch is delight, like, I bring delight to all the different. That's what I got from that. So I was just kind of playing with that. I didn't get to play with the ecstasy too much. I just played with the seriousness. And what is that called? The shadow? No, what's
shadow.
The shadow?
Shadow.
Shadow?
Shadow, okay. The gift, and the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I played with that seriousness
mm-hmm.
and approached tasks differently. Then, and I just, yeah, I approached tasks differently. When I had to have the energy to approach tasks, I just
mm-hmm.
approached them differently.
Nice.
Now, I haven't had the kids for 5 days, and now I do. So, you know, it's just a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but last week I went through all sorts of emotion, anger, grief, sadness, and, like, just... And then I would yell and be snarky, and obviously that's not what you want to do, but I had a grace for myself that, and helping my kids navigate the emotions as well, because they all process differently. So
mm-hmm.
so that was mine. Just
mm-hmm.
a harsher, now a softer. No, now softer.
Nice.
Laura, well done.
Well done, for sure.
Totally. Yeah.
Not
and,
easy.
And in general, like, the shadow and the gift is what is accessible to you. The CD unfolds, right? That's not something you can do. You can't get there. It's like, it just pops open. And there's, like, it pops open for anyone, anytime, on any place in the journey. It's not logical. It just happens. Right? That's basically enlightenment. That's the
that's the highest level, really.
Yeah.
And deeper in meditation too, like I can, okay, we talked about, I'm in the past, could not relax, and now I'm like, okay, no, I'm, yeah, there we go. Like I can tune into that relaxation and getting there, whether I stay at that level of meditation for a couple minutes even of the 15 that I do, but yeah, so.
Well done.
And I wanted to say this to everybody too, is like, when you're in a high stress situation like you were last week, Laura, that's not the time to practice these tools. Practice them when you're feeling fairly normal, you know, because you want to access that, like that who you really are. And if you're trying to find that in that stressed out state, you're not going to find it. So that's why we say, find those three times a day, like morning, noon, and night, just to check in, to breathe, and just do it like every day, every day, every day, so that when you come to this like high stress situation, you know, you can go there more quickly. It's not always true, but you can get there because you've been practicing it. You've been building the muscle. So, yeah.
You will find it in that stressful situation, but it's not the time to practice.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say if I didn't say it like that.
You said you can't find it in that
no.
moment. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just did want to put, the CD is your inspiration. It's not that you can't get there. It's just like, that's the carrot, right? And you will get the carrot. And it's always there. The scent of the carrot is always there.
And you are it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are it. But it's like that, I always think of that statue of David. It's in there in the marble, but it has to be kind of chiseled out, and you just never know when you're gonna find it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And maybe others can see it in you than yourself seeing it in you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Laura.
Really, I'm happy how you mastered this, truly. That's a part of your mastery work.
And, you know, we're also going to say, like, this is the third month of Creative Genius. So the shit's going to hit the fan, guys, because you are making a demand of yourself. You're calling up something in yourself to look at stuff. And, you know, for a while you can sweep the stuff under the carpet, but it will come out. And it's not always pretty. It's ugly, but we're meeting it. And that's what we're here for. We're here to look at this stuff and to, you know, in the group, it's a little bit maybe easier. I don't know. I hope it's easier where you know that there's a group of us who have each other's back as we meet these difficult things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I love what Caroline Mice says, or she used to describe, when somebody says, who am I? Ask the question, who am I? It's not really a question. It's you putting a big fat red light out into the cosmos saying, I am ready to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
And all the angels go, let's have some fun. Right? So every time you take this deeper and further, you crank up the volume of that light of yours,
mm-hmm.
saying, I am ready to edit some more matrix, to get rid of more goobers. And of course the shit is going to hit the fan. Because that's all the stuff that has prevented you so far from actually getting there.
So that's when we want to celebrate, right? When all the shit comes up, it's like, yeah, there's a goober. You don't know it if you've swept it under the carpet.
A goober?
Goobers. Piles of goobers.
Yeah, I felt like a mountain.
Piles and piles and piles of goobers. Lots of goobers.
Well, you work
lots
on
your celebration.
You're right. Working on your mastery, so
yeah.
One would not do it.
Yes. I remember this, it stuck with me what you said like a couple weeks ago is you said you had like the worst week of everything, but it was the most magic you had as well. You
oh,
had
yeah,
a day.
Like the synchronicities throughout it, yeah.
But there was like this whole, everything was horrible.
Yes.
And then in it, there was like the most magic.
Yes.
And just,
yes.
I just remember that.
You know, in the listening to your Jinky of the light, he talks about, did you listen not at all?
Or? I could only get like very
first,
little.
Okay.
Amount.
But
yeah.
He talks about like when you go into the darkness and it's so dark and dark and dark. And there's one light.
Like a pinhole.
And then
light.
There's another one and another one and another one and eventually. And I can so see that in you,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's, yeah. It's, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 But anyone else in listening to their gene key or in contemplating any of the stuff we did last week? Any comments?
I have been contemplating, I think it says in my superhero thing, something about when I'm out of other people's auras, I find myself to be very peaceful. And I've been in the auras of some intensity, like non-stop, really. My son's going through a lot right now. He's been having like major panic attacks and like depression, and that's been really hard. Like I feel pretty solid to support him, but I'm noticing I'm starting to get depressed, you know, and I feel a little more anxious, and I don't think it's because of my life. Like it's just I'm so sensitive to what I'm around, and that's been making my work hard. Because I think in general just your system's a little more like down or something, and people are very needy right now. Clients are like extra needy right now, so yeah, I'm like, how does someone like me cope in the
how
world?
How do you fortify yourself?
Yeah,
have you found any ways?
Well, today was good. Having an adjustment was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting body regular body work.
Yeah, but when you're facing something like someone in need, like your son,
yes.
who's really struggling, like I'm literally going from work to
yeah.
his side, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, I'm not really getting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what could you squeeze in? Can you squeeze in anything?
I squeezed in a bath last night after I was like, I have to go have a bath right now, and then I'm going to bed. Like I'm like gonna like lose it if I like I love you, I'm here to support you, but I have to leave now.
Mm-hmm. And that is an important lesson, and I mean nobody better than your own kids probably. That, like, you cannot take care of others if you don't care of you.
Yeah.
And that's not what he asks of you either, even
mm-hmm.
though it might look like his personality might demand that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
that's where you need to listen to your strategy ruthlessly. And that might be the most hardest thing you do, but like that moment of saying, sorry, I have to take care of me,
mm-hmm.
demonstrates to him how to do it.
Yeah, totally.
Right, so...
Yeah.
Don't burn yourself out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, it's, again, right? You, F, and lots of others, Laura, and several of
everybody
here,
in this room, me.
Yeah. is meeting that.
Yeah.
Right? Is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, in the old days, there were these monks somewhere in the mountains in some remote country, and their final task was to create their worst demons at night in a place of the dead. Their only task was survive the night. Okay? So they had to consciously conjure up their worst demon, and then they had to survive the night. That's what we're all doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're conjuring up your worst demons, and your job is to stay true to you. We survived the graveyard, but are we surviving life?
We forgot that we came here to do that, didn't we? And we're like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Every day. Oh yeah, I chose this. I created this.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Right, so
yeah.
If you meet it from that point of view, that you actually built to do this,
mm-hmm.
how does that change it?
I do feel like I'm carrying that with me day to day. Like, I do have this feeling like I've got this. Like, yeah. It's just finding the balance of, like, where do I step away? Like,
mm-hmm.
when do I find that time to step away? Yeah.
And that's not going to come from here.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come from here,
mm-hmm.
right? That's your strategy authority. That's where it matters to actually listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not make any sense.
You have that really great, I don't know what it is. It's like that splenic, no, it's like the power where you just have this intuitive power to survive in the now.
Mm.
So you have, like, it's like that part. That's what said, I need a bath now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna fucking kill him. Like, I need a bath now.
Yeah.
And so, you've got that preemptive strike to maybe preempt it a little bit, but it's about the now. It's just really about the now, and you'll just know in the now when you need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really plan it. I don't think.
I just feel so, like I was telling Sabina yesterday, like I walked into work yesterday and I walked down the hallway, and when I got to my room, I felt dizzy and nauseous, and I was like, oh my God, what is wrong? Like, I felt like I have to go home right now, and I had just gotten there. And then I found out that someone had just given themselves a concussion right before I got there. So I like walked into
mm-hmm.
that energy.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to be this sensitive. Like, this is too much right now. Like, that's overwhelming. Like, you know,
tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, I need to be able to walk through the freaking hall at work without being like blasted by like whatever.
Can you even put like a protective bubble of energy, or, you know, protective white light or any of that before you go into?
I used to hold silver spoons on my forehead because I was just like it was just like, block it out. I don't want to know. But quite frankly, the more you become, you're an allowance of that intensity and don't take it personally into your body, that's
mm-hmm.
a training,
mm-hmm.
the more you just see, wow, there's a lot of shit going on here.
Yeah.
And you can walk through it.
Yeah.
It is. It took me years and years and years and years and years
yeah.
to do that. So it won't take you that long. Just
yeah.
cheat and copy.
Okay. Yeah.
So just.
Do you feel like you've gotten faster and better at feeling it and then saying, okay, I'm not. Now I'm not mine. Like, do you feel like you're.
Yes,
your
but it's really kind of scary to be working on a person's body while there's something else going on in another part of the building that I'm still picking up on.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really
mm-hmm.
unsettling. Like,
yeah.
Have you asked your guides or asked your knowing to just make it super clear, like just to help you with that, like to
not
clear it out?
Not specifically.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
just something like that need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the room, that one you can bubble up. Like
right.
when we used to work in hotels and all that, there's always entities and shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we just. Like, created that space and just leave now, right? But
yeah.
you have to have that. You
yeah.
don't clear them out. You just move that energy away. Again, what helps, put the elements into the four corners that somehow does something, and have a spray bottle with salt water.
Yes, I made some last night. I forgot to bring it to work, but I made it.
Good.
First step.
You can even pretend do it.
Yes.
Like this, like... And then the other one I use a lot is opalescent white light. Infuse
yes.
your body, the
okay.
client's body,
yeah.
the whole, like, the room, and then just, yeah, clear all the other stuff that goes to the outside of the building, stay outside of the building.
I think the lesson is slowing down to have time to do this kind of stuff, right?
We
like,
came to the right class
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, perfect.
Snail school.
Oh, lovely. I'm happy to be in snail school.
Ba 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 ba.
And I think that's one of the biggest myths is we think it takes time, and it doesn't. It just takes presence, but it's that presence is a training.
Mm-hmm.
Which we will dive into. Today is magic school. But I would like to hear from the others. Are you done? Sorry.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And our
all right. interesting week. Kid did not move out. So that was a big.
I don't know if everybody knows that there was a kid that was going to.
I think
out.
I. I think at the beginning of last night,
no,
I was like, Chloe said she's moving out this weekend. Then she did not.
Chloe's the almost 18-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
She was definitely going to move out.
But
this
her and Tanya have
a
tricky
thing.
Relationship.
Yeah. She was going to move out. But then she didn't. Daddy talked to her. I don't even remember. I don't even know what that conversation was about. They spoke for 2 hours, and now she's still at our house. And I came home from a weekend away, and she had wrecked both brand new bath mats that I had purchased to replace the other one that they had wrecked with all their hair dyeing, bleach. So there's hair dye on the wall, and there's hair dye on the vanity, and the hair dye on the floor, and I had the bathroom painted to fix that, and I fixed that, and now this time the bath mats were ruined, and I lost it. Lost it, because the rule was no more hair dyeing in the house. So she went outside and did it outside, but as soon as you rinse bleach out of your hair and drip it all over the floor, like, obviously everything gets wrecked, including the towels. So, yeah, I lost it. I screamed at her. It felt so fucking good. I tried to hold it in, and I was just screaming and crying by myself in the basement, and then I was like, why am I doing this by myself? I'm gonna yell right at her. So I just let it out, and like, it felt really good. Yeah, and then I cried by myself for 3 hours, like full, like the heaving crying, because I was so angry, like just so angry, it wouldn't even, like, it wouldn't dissipate, and I just, and so then I'm like, oh, what would my training say, blah, 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 and I was like, no, I just want to be all this intensity right now, and I just felt it all for like hours, and it was until I burned it out. And then the next day I woke up and it was fine, which makes me look really psycho.
Not really.
But, yeah, and then, so that was that little portion, and how that relates to anything, I don't know. But, like, as I'm, like, screaming to myself, I'm thinking about addiction, and, like, addiction to this intensity, and, like, where's that showed up in my life before? And don't do the work while you're in the thing, but it doesn't matter. I was trying to do it anyways.
No, that
it was
that's
really
good. No, that is good. No, it is good.
Usually
people can't access it. That's
no,
all
I was
saying.
I was definitely thinking about it. So that was one piece, and then the other piece, the teacher piece, has really come up this week. And my I'm here to change the way people think. So. My other daughter has an eating disorder. She is not eating, she's eating chaotically, not enough, like all these symptoms. And it was just a pattern that started in her mind during COVID. Mm-hmm. And, but now, every day at 3:30, we sit down together. I make her food. She's not in charge of her food anymore at that time. I make her food, we sit down. And it is going so well, like eerily well. It's
like three, 4 days now.
Yeah. No, we're about day 5-ish, I think, something
mm-hmm.
like that. It is going really, really well, and I'm so able to zone in on how much uncomfortableness to present her with, and.
Mm.
Quantity and ingredients and where to push and where not to, and
it's working.
Yes, this is a place I excel.
Nice. Is this a teacher thing
yeah.
for you?
That's what I'm thinking.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
And the trickling, like, because it's a little, maybe this has relates to this,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a little bit every day. Like, there's a little something. And yeah, she feels taken care of. She's communicating with me. Like, I ask
mm-hmm.
her, you know, so on an anxiety 1 to 10, like, how much anxiety did that plate cause you? And, like, it's really.
Mm-hmm.
Groove with that little piece, although it's friggin' annoying to eat at 3:30.
Mm.
But
and that's her choice, or like, how did that work?
It's when she comes home from school, and that's when she was naturally eating. So I was trying to build on her any natural rhythm she already had.
Perfect.
I'm going to eventually introduce another evening meal, because that's when she would eat
mm-hmm.
naturally eat again. But little steps, and I think. We'll get her back on track to find
nice.
New pathways.
Good. That's cool.
Yeah. And the coolest thing happened with her, I know I'm taking up a lot of time. She like opened up to us for about an hour about this drive she has. She's so motivated to do something and put a lot of effort into something so that she has something that she's super good at, because she feels bad at everything. And we just let her talk about that for an hour. And then the next morning, Jay said, well, if you have all that motivation, how about you put it towards this eating disorder? Like, how about all that energy you have to change something big in your life?
Mm.
Oh, by the way, here's this one giant thing that you could be aiming it at. And I think it really landed with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll see. We'll see.
Amazing.
I'm optimistic today, but I was also optimistic about that other kid moving out, so who knows.
I'm slowly learning to not be too optimistic about the teenager, like, amazing things.
Laura, don't
oh,
hear that. Don't listen to that right now.
Yes. Is that the dog? Yes, the dog.
She
can't
hear it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
They are.
Aww.
They're the best.
Look at that face.
It's fine, you don't have to talk. So yeah, it was a very interesting week of extremes, I guess.
Huh.
But being able to also stand outside them enough to not lose my mind.
Mm-hmm. Even stand outside while you scream and cry for 3 hours. That
oh, yeah.
that is mastery.
Yeah, that
and
was
you
interesting.
See, shit.
Could you hear me?
No, but I wondered
like
what.
I've always missed all these big tirades that you talk about. I'm like, shit, man, I live next door. Open the window.
That's a good one. That's good. And I was in my bathrobe too. Like, of course, like the bath, like it just got stuck on the handle of the door, so I look like a total idiot losing my mind. My hair like this. Can you imagine it?
I'm picturing you being in that movie European, or not European, the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or whatever.
Yeah, it's probably something like that.
Fun. Awesome. And again, shit will happen. It's just how you handle it. It's very different. Like, even if you are for sometimes it's really good to necessary to dive into the intensity of that drama, because it's just in your face.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Actually.
I actually highly recommend it, because I haven't had that long or intense of a rage out, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, in years and years. Like, that, it's been so long, and it felt like I was purging something.
Nice. And the trick is to make it real enough that it is real, but to not believe your own story, right? So that you always have that other side that knows that boom.
Yeah, like I was choosing to be in the drama story.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop, but I was still choosing.
I think that happened to me last night, actually. In the bathtub, I just was like crying, like the whole time I was in the bath, and like telling myself all these stories that were making me more and more sad and feeling depressed. And then at one point I was like, okay, I've had enough.
I mean, that's the magic, right? Other people would do that.
Yeah. That's the move, what we talked about the last time. Always remember to move on. Don't get stuck. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, no matter what it is. Like, and you too, with body work, right? If a body doesn't shift at all, not good. But even if it shifts into worse, there is movement,
mm-hmm.
right? That's good.
And that's why, like, those hissy fits and the crying, it's moving the energy, right?
If it does,
moving.
Right? If it doesn't do it anymore, it's just a repetition of, it's like basically having an orgasm without using the energy. It's just like, get stuck in your body. Yeah, cool.
Well, the time went by in a blur. It was really busy. And then on Sunday night, I get a text. I see a text from my son saying his girlfriend's breaking up with him. And then we talked to him last night. Like, I talked to him, of course, called him and everything. And you know, he's thinking he's going to move back at Christmas. And I'm like, well, you can't work this day and load everything up. And, you know, like, it's just...
he's going to move in with you.
Yeah. Where else will he land, right?
Right.
And they were there, and she was talking about having a baby. Like, a year ago, she didn't ever want to have another child. Yet she's dressing her daughter's dolls. She's doing it, and I'm like, okay, that's like a mothering thing. So why now? You know. So I was asking her all that stuff, and then she said, "I said, well, this is not making any sense. But run for like her his brother's going. Run for the hills. I'll come and get you now." You know, because she just seems a little bit too non-trustworthy, like just scattered all over. So
you're glad that she did.
Well,
they did.
I talked to him today, and he says, well, I'm going to give her to the end of the week. Like, he thought he could get out of his lease, but his name's on it, not hers, so she has to get out too, and that can't all happen in 2 weeks, right? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So
drama.
He loves her, though. Like, that's the thing. You can look at it from another perspective and get angry about all those sides, but we don't feel what he feels, but still, it's like, I said, well, how do you know nothing? I just got this feeling it'll be something else in 6 months, you know?
Mm.
So we talked about him giving his power away, all kinds of things like that. But
how old is he?
30.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen,
Sorry.
Laura.
Really? You think it's
once a parent?
Here.
Always a parent.
What's going on?
Great. So we just begun.
So how did you handle that?
Well, I was giving him some good advice and trying to have him, you know, talk it through, not candy coating anything, you know, and just trying to be there for him and be supportive, and because he'd be quitting a job that he really likes, but you know, it just seems like everything's a struggle. Like, the vehicles can't get out of second gear. He's just, you know, he's just, everything seems to be going down. Oh, and then she's seeing, she wants to have a polyamorous or whatever relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's not going to work that way. And then she thinks he could get an apartment somewhere else. He's been in the apartment for 7 years. And she thinks he can get another apartment. Like, he can't afford it on his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she can have fun with somebody else.
Wow.
I know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you, one of the things you said last week was make space for me. Was there any space for you in your week?
I don't think so. You know, I thought yesterday, oh, I'll have some time. I had some clients, I thought, well, I'll read, but even then, I got an email about insurance for like reflexology and stuff, and it's a different company now. So,
mm-hmm.
I the little bit of time I had, I couldn't seem to navigate it yet.
Right.
So, just another thing to just kind of annoyances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, well, I wonder what you could do next week to make some little space for yourself.
Yeah.
And how would it be to pull up that rulership?
Yeah, rulership.
That energy that you connected with.
And just create my space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is my time,
like,
this is my space.
Like, with everyone here in the room that has this drama going on.
Yeah.
if you don't take care of you, if you don't put the air oxygen mask
exactly.
on your face first, it's like there's not gonna be a house where he can move back
exactly.
to.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that you need to be particularly playing on this level, you have to be ruthless, making sure that you're taking care of you. Because your systems, your bodies function so much more sensitively. You're not like a, what do you call those trunks that go through the mud with those
tanks. You're not
yeah.
built like a tank.
Yeah.
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 You are like a fine-tuned drone that right, can fly. If you hit the mud, it's done.
Uh-huh, okay. That's
right?
A good analogy.
A tank.
Right.
But you're not tanks on any levels. The power, yeah. But
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool. And please, like what Juna said, everything that's coming up in your life is that whatever it is, either you embrace that, like the arts, or you face it. Embrace it or face it.
Well, it's
got rid of it.
Yeah, embracing what's in your face.
Yeah. Right? You are, you put up the light. So that's, you're meeting that.
And we're always like waiting for someday when my life calms down, then I will get this or I will do this. And it's like now is your life. Your life is now and this is your life. So
yeah.
all these things that are seeming distractions, that's what your life is.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. How are you being with it? Do you lose yourself? Do you fight it, resist it? Do you ride the wave?
And that's a fun study. Really notice how you deal with those situations, those challenges. That tells you a lot about you, right? That's where the editing of the matrix comes in. This is a mud. What do you call those? The mud puddlers? No. What are those mud races called?
Yeah.
Tough mudder?
Tough
mudders.
Tough mudder.
The planet Earth is a tough mudder adventure, not a rose petal, blah, blah, blah. That's the reward. But right now, this generation, we are tough mudders like nobody's business.
Mm.
All right, so remember that. You signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
That was... not a good comparison with the tank and the drone, but you get it. Yeah? So.
Nikita's really fascinated about what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
She was staring at you. Like. Anyways.
What we would like to talk with you today is, I mean, we were going to talk to you about this anyway, but particularly in this time, where so much stress, what we just heard. I mean, you're browsing it nicely. Kim is a cheerleader.
Yes. Inspiration.
Is like when you are experience any form of stress, and I'm sure you can maybe find one or two places, it is a clear indication that you're not in your rhythm. Okay?
When we find clear indication of stress?
When you have experienced stress in your life, it's a clear indication that you're not following your rhythm. Okay, you're not in your rhythm.
What kind of rhythm?
Your rhythm. So, physically speaking, it's close to the Schumann frequency, is 7-point-something hertz, right? That that's a life-enhancing vibration. When we experience stress, we either think it's not fast enough or too slow, something.
Like we're impatient or we're pushing.
Impatient one way or another, or it takes forever, right? Which is impatience too. Or too fast. And what usually happens on the physical level with that you start breathing slower, and not slower.
Faster.
not faster.
Shallower.
I knew it was an S word. Okay. So, and this is not a judgment. You will be stressed. We're tough mudders.
Mm-hmm.
That involves stress. How am I going to fucking get through this mud puddle? right? That's initially stressful. But you can help yourself by physically really doing the heart math. Okay?
Makes a huge difference.
Big time. Like, make that a habit and breathe deeper. Also, on the physical, if you breathe actually with your perineum, right? Do you all know where that is?
Yep.
So really with that, like, breathe with that. And that's the fontanelle up here, that original soft spot. Those two actually correspond. So if you breathe with that, that allows that energy flow to come and brings your body into a natural harmony.
So how do you do that?
Just take a moment, breathe.
Like
expand.
Think about it, or
yeah,
just
feel it.
Yeah, your pelvic floor actually rises and falls with your breath.
Mm. And that correlates right here to that spot.
It's very relaxing, actually.
Fontanelle. You know, on babies, on fontanelle. Fontanella.
Fontanelle.
That's a soft
fontanelle
spot.
On the
okay,
you.
That's German fontanelle. That's a soft spot on the babies. Still. For us.
Because we're tough heads. So there's always
head.
An opening at the when they're born. And then it fuses together later. Okay. And the perineum is a place where there's so much, it's like all the roads come together. There's a place that's like so much tension. So if you can relax there, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. So when you're in a situation where your mind goes haywire, use your body to calm yourself down, like what you just did, right? So when you walk down that hallway and it's like,
go to your perineum
and breathe deeper, right? Stress always comes with a shallow breath.
Like
this is, I mean, it's funny, I wasn't gonna start there, but you obviously need the physical part of this.
It's almost like you get cold shivers when you do that, like if you just
It snaps you out, right?
I feel like the brain gets addicted. When your brain goes haywire, it's almost addictive. Like, it's almost like, I just want to keep on being haywire until I figure it out. But I know there's no figuring it out. It's just...
And it is the addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, that totally, big time. Like, all that cortisol and all those uppers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. I always say brain is the biggest drug dealer that we have.
Junkie.
Big time. So, also, like, for your life to be magical, it requires you to be in that space, and you listening to your strategy and authority gets you there, of being in tune with your rhythm, right? Otherwise, you're going to try to run into the wall, push the river.
Or being pulled in all the directions of everyone else's rhythm.
Yeah. Mm. Or, you know, have you ever walked up the steps and you were not quite present and you didn't realize that the last step was not the last step and you tried to step one more time?
Or at the bottom, when you do the, I knew you were going to say that for memory. Yeah.
All right.
And it's like that you fall.
Yeah,
so almost.
Do you get that sense? Like, it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're stressed, it's an indicator that you're off. Right? You see things that are not there. You perceive things that are not there. You think about things that are not there. It disables you to be actually in touch with what's actually happening. And this world, the Maya, right? The illusionary world loves playing with that. Okay, and that's the shit that's also hitting the fan. Some of it, not all of it. Some, it usually comes with something really real, but then the stuff that we build around is a lot bigger.
We build a lot of story that's a bunch of shit around.
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, the situation that you're in, think about 2 years ago, how you would have handled that. Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, And Laura, how you handled that situation last week, right? And you're there, you're calm, you calm down your system. Amazing. So that allows you, by being true to you, allows you to sail the storm and doesn't allow the Maya to mess with you. Okay? In some of the Tibetan teachings, or I don't know if it's Tibetan really, the samsara, is that Tibetan?
It's like Eastern
Indian, yeah.
It's the samsara.
Like the wheel of karma, going round and round and round. You staying true to your own rhythm is the way out. And a whole other reality will show its face. You have no clue what's actually out there. We all don't have a clue. But we do have the luxury currently to live in a time where the accessing that other world is become easier than it ever was. Right? Still, it's hard work. And you're all facing your demons and you have to survive them. You clear them out of the way to actually get to that space. Yeah? And in that process, it's important that you don't judge yourself, right? I want you to really be aware of your individual shadows and how you use that to go into separation. Because usually we do use these shadows to separate us from, so that our mind can feed us more of that drug that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, amen. Yeah, hallelujah.
Hello, turbulence. No, I just like, oh yeah, I've loved that so much.
Yeah?
I've created a ton of that in my whole life.
This is how most people live.
It's crazy.
Yeah?
And addiction. Like I was listening to your things, like everybody's not free from that. Like it's all of these shadows, we all have them and we all have the gifts. But yeah, I can relate to the addiction one.
So do you have a feeling of what I'm saying? Right? So it's really that gentle being in touch. And I love the Course in Miracles when it says, when there are no miracles in your life, something is off.
Mm.
Okay? Because that's how we're really built. Yeah? So, as your home plate, I really want you to be aware of those shadows and how you're using them to separate yourself out. And I also want you to be aware of those synchronicities.
Can you expand on both of those points? Like what is the feeling, or how do you know you've separated yourself out, and what's so bad about that?
Look at your shadows. Laura, if you're serious. Tanya, if you have to go over something over and over and over and fret about it over again. Lindsay, when you feel like so confused and everything is like obscure and you can't see the forest before the tree. It's like, what? All too much, like that. Kim?
Yeah.
Turbulence?
How
I think you got that one. Brenda, if you like, has nothing to do with me. If you just go, like, you dissociate.
Mm.
Okay.
Pride.
Mm.
Yeah?
So that's what is separating ourselves out from what, from who we are,
yes.
from the other, the natural rhythms of life. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think these guys get it, right?
Yeah, I'm
just
like, part of signing up for this was that we were going to have to go through our shadow a whole bunch.
Ready?
this is any workshop that you might have taken in the past, you might have noticed that midway, that's what happens.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how long a workshop is, I'm fascinated with this.
We're at the midpoint.
And usually in the midpoint, a little earlier than midpoint, is when the shit hits the fan. Doesn't matter whether this is a week, an evening, a 6 month program.
Burning Man.
Whatever it is, that's usually when the
yeah.
Like in the beginning is like the oh great. And then ew. And then whoom. That's when that stuff is burned, actually that's when the new can unfold in a different way. So, and we timed it so that you guys hit that phase in the new year.
Cool.
No, like all the shit hits the fan, then you have 2 weeks off, we don't have to see you and deal with you, and then we'll see you in the new year when it's all good. That's really what we did.
When we just pick over our gift and go to our cities.
Exactly.
Oh, so we're taking 2 weeks off?
2 weeks off?
Because we have 5 weeks in December.
We have 2 weeks off. So we're going to meet next week, and then we have 2 weeks off where you just can do nothing.
Eat shortbread.
We will bug
yeah,
you with inspiration in this in the thing, but
yeah. You can practice. You can. We're not gonna lay heavy homework on you.
Other than
my kid is my homework. My kids are my homework.
Yeah.
They're always they're my biggest teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Cliche.
And they are.
You're gonna have plenty of stuff.
I find them quite annoying.
You were saying.
You created them.
I was gonna say something?
Huh?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I think I was gonna ask if we get an angel this month.
We were the two angels are the three.
These
we didn't
want
to overload
are,
you guys.
This is going to be your angel. Your light, compassion, invisibility, ecstasy, silence.
Like, where's my cards?
Yeah, I know. I was kind of jonesing for my cards too.
Cards is fun. And not, yeah, I thought
how,
that last week.
How
like,
about we
cards?
Draw cards the next time so
yeah.
that for your 2 weeks you have
yeah.
that to
yeah.
contemplate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
I really don't. We don't want to overload you with contemplation because I know you guys have busy lives. So this is quite those three
it's
aspects are. It's. I mean, that's a that by itself is a contemplation of a lifetime. Right. You will come over that over and over again. So we wanted to honor that, and consciously didn't have the cards.
So like being aware of where you separate yourself out and
yeah.
go into your shadow. And then the other piece is be aware of synchronicities in your life, because that's another sign that you're grooving in your vibe, is when you start, there's synchronicities happening, there's stuff that shows up and you're like, you're surprised, you're just like, you think of calling someone and they call you first, all of that kind of stuff.
And
so
then
pay attention to those things.
And that in between phase where you're waiting, actually I am gonna do that exercise. Laura. I don't quite know how to do that with you not being here.
You're just gonna have to
feel the energy in the room.
Watch us do it, and it's a physical thing. It's just like, whatever, I'm good.
So, what I'm gonna do is give these guys crystals. You have your eyes closed, okay? So. So, what I want you to do in the pairs is one person holds it, the other person tunes into this and has the hand not quite there, but yeah, which one do you
this
use?
One.
And I'm just gonna drop it at some point. And
ooh.
Right? Do you feel how she wasn't really there, but she was tuned into me? So, boom.
Oh, neat, cool.
Okay.
So have it
so
kind of around.
It's that anticipations.
This was like the best we've ever done this. You should have seen this earlier today. We were like missing it. It was hitting all over the place. So don't feel like you have to do it like this. Not on the first try.
Do.
Okay. Do you get the energy of that, Laura?
And
so
you have to make it
like
just like a big enough drop. Kind of so.
And have your hand close by. Give yourself a chance. Right?
Yeah, like don't just like have it over here and keep
yeah.
over there and accept
yeah, yeah.
it.
Hand. Not right under it. It kind
well,
of around it.
Or have it just like that.
I prefer to
yeah,
that
just
yeah.
yeah.
in.
I feel the energy in the room of that. hands right underneath.
I'm confused where my hand's supposed to be.
Just put it on your like onto the side so that it's not gonna just drop into yeah,
oh,
that's good.
Okay, that's what we were trying to do.
Just
love
it. And tune into the other
she
person.
She said don't have it right under me.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
okay.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
You
should.
It's
too easy.
Your face.
Okay. I'm a lousy.
And I want you to
where
feel
a look.
How
exactly.
Do you? How
it's
do you
not about
this?
It could be looking. It could be feeling.
Tune
it could be
into
all
the situation.
Things.
Right. Read the other person. Be in the present moment with each other.
Tune into the person.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Just
like
keep doing it. So funny.
The drop will really be also in communion with the person who catches it, right?
Yeah.
You need to be connected.
Okay.
I'm gonna pee.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
good.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's way too easy.
I'm like all over the place
for her. It's easy for me.
You have to stay. Well, yeah.
Whatever. Just so you have enough height difference.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Keep on going.
And I noticed you're helping me.
You can help.
If I move my hand, you move it over on top. So I
yeah, all you have to do,
way.
Brenda, is your job is just to
my
drop
thumb.
It whenever.
Okay. Oh,
God,
that's my thumb.
Oh, Kim has to tune
like
to
dead.
You.
Okay.
You have a dent in your hand from the heavy crystal.
Yes, the side of my thumb, I swear, it like dented.
Laura, that might be a fun game also to play with the kids.
I need some work.
So you get that. Okay. It's like instead of this slapping each other's hands.
Even though you and I have known each other for
right.
A lot of years, we
it's
know each
like
other
fun,
well.
Fun
no,
game.
We don't. Whereas
right.
I'm thinking, oh, these two know each other really well.
we know each other really well, and we were terrible.
So, do you get the energy of that? Like this. Okay, you have no idea when the crystal is going to drop.
Yes.
Right? But and this is life.
Uh-huh.
And
oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Your mind cannot figure this out.
Right.
But with you being in tune, you do know because we're all connected. And this is I'm coming back to my monks. When you look at the Shaolin monks who fight blindfolded, right? That's what you're doing. That's what you're becoming without becoming the sword swinger, but you're just present with what is, which again does not mean that your life will be all rosy. It's
mm-hmm.
not about pretty and pink, but it is about being real, being living in a world where you're not determined by Maya. And when Maya dissipates, magic starts unfolding. That's quote worthy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, see, Maya meaning earth?
Illusion,
okay.
Gaia is earth.
Right.
Yeah? So that's.
Can you say that again when Maya, what was that sentence you just said?
When Maya dissipates, magic starts to unfold.
So you're saying when the illusion dissipates? But isn't everything an illusion? That's what my brain goes to.
But there's a yes and no. There is no. The illusion of the mind.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is a world beyond this world that pretty much everything and everyone other than humans live in. Like how much we fret about time. Cats, they're just present. Right? They don't know time.
Everything is now for an animal.
Yeah, for everything else, everything is now, and they are present with what is.
Oh.
Doesn't mean that they don't get into accidents or all that stuff, but the way that they handle it is very different. And it's interesting to see animals in the wild and pets and how they take on human behavior,
mm-hmm.
particularly like when somebody passes on and the pet starts grieving, they're actually transforming it for the person, not for themselves. Because animals get over that very fast.
Yeah, Arlo got attacked at the dog park today, actually. And I was very careful not to, oh, poor puppy. Because he can shake it off in 2 seconds.
I just have to go help my daughter. I'll be a moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. I just have to.
Okay.
But I didn't want any of that to be stuck in him, so I just made sure that I didn't make it meaningful. I trusted he would do what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's fine. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So healthy. And with people too, if we can do that with people too and trust them to that they will do what they do.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a sense for that? That space of anticipation, like it's like you don't want to put your hand out too fast or too slow. You need to have it right there in the right moment. Okay.
Slow.
That, but you
can
only do that when you're in that your natural rhythm.
When you're smiling into your anus and breathing into your perineum.
It's like a cartoon in that, like a little drawing. Happy anus. Big smiling anus and a smiling perineum.
Yes, you got that right. Instead of standing on your head and catching flies with your toes, you can just smile with your anus. No, breathe through your anus and smile with your perineum.
I change it every time I try
to
remember it.
She said, breathe through your anus.
Smile
yeah.
good too.
Small print. So be aware of that sweet spot in your life,
mm-hmm.
right? When are you feeling like you want to grab the crystal when it's not there?
Mm-hmm.
And when are you just like, oh, maybe tomorrow when it's actually there, right? So just play with that. But please, please do not put judgments on you. This is a play game, right? When you start judging yourself for getting it wrong or not getting it, like just you had fun with this game, right? Play with it. Be playful with it.
Because I was even thinking, okay, get out of your head. Like
mm-hmm.
I was still thinking because I was thinking, get out of your head.
Yeah.
Yes, should have been breathing through my anus.
Or go. So Laura, are you there?
Yeah.
So I was just saying, like, really be aware of that sweet spot in the next week, of that, yeah, wanting to rush ahead or not being quite there, and feel that. How does your body deal with that? Like, can you relax into that time?
Mm-hmm.
That's again when stress comes. You're not relaxed. You're not in your natural rhythm, so that you cannot perceive that. Yeah, and then the crystal, the gold, the treasures, the miracles, the magic drops without you even noticing it. Or you already have been there and gone, long gone, and you miss it. And it's about that sweet dance with all of life that all pulses actually in a very similar frequency, right? It's
yeah, I mean, we wrote about it in the email today. It's like about that there's the natural rhythms, there's the cycles of life, the seasons of life, and this is we're kind of entering into this dark, quiet time. And how does that influence your body? How does it influence your creativity? Are you more inward in this time, or are you putting it out? Or I mean, we have this in the natural season, we have this quietude, but the pressure of society is, I don't know if it's the same as the pandemic, it's like Christmas and busy and decorate and do all that, you know, people are really busy with social things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a funny juxtaposition.
Mm-hmm.
But the seasons, and if you go with nature, it's a very quiet time.
And we're also bringing it in because the goobers are coming up, right? And it's so easy to fall for that, like, oh God, sun moving back. Other sun is there already.
Still there, but
right? So
almost
so,
gone.
But that could, all the things that happening in your life, you could handle with stress,
mm.
or by smiling with your anus. It's your choice.
At least it makes you laugh when you think about it.
That's
I'm gonna
point.
Write that down. Home
yes.
play number two: smile with anus.
My brain is just going to just yeah, just like someone makes you mad, you just turn around.
No,
and
it's
like
totally
turn your butt to them. But that's I'm just smiling at you with my anus right now.
Wink, wink. This is gonna work. This is gonna work for me.
Laura, any questions, comments?
No, I like to play with that. I like to play with that sweet spot, that rushing, that the awareness and synchronicities and the shadows,
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to play with that. Yep.
And with your design, right? The making mountains out of molehills. Like when you're in the seriousness.
Yeah.
Right?
Thinking about stuff that doesn't matter.
Exactly.
I think, is this a satisfying thought? If it's not, I try to leave it alone, and then I just don't give the unsatisfying thought more energy because that's just momentum. So
yeah.
I'll drop it and go on to the next. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to play with that. Interesting that you said something about the animals. I just picked up a book, it's called Slow. My sister got it for me for last Christmas, and I never read a page of it, but it's all on slow, too fast. It's on slow food, slow presence, slow meditation, slow body, slow, like it's recipes, and it's slow. And one of the things is just to give yourself more time, because I'm always rushing and trying to beat the clock. And one of the things is if you give yourself more time, so if you're if you give yourself 10 minutes between, say, an appointment, like not appointment at my office, I book way more. Like if I'm giving myself time to get to the office, if I budget 10, budget 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I've been playing with that. So that's kind of like give yourself more space, more time, more ability, because if I'm rushing, I will not even be aware. Like today, I was at the grocery store, and then I was at the No Frills at Southdale and Colonel Talbot there, and you know how the Tim Hortons is like in the same plaza, but you got to cross the, anyway, I'm like, I'm going to Tim Hortons, and in my head, I'm like, I'm going to buy this shit for the person behind me. I didn't even think of it. I'm like, well, that's why I need to go there, and I don't do that very often. I don't know, a couple times a year. Like, it's not something I do purposely, but the thought was like, no, buy the person. I didn't even want a coffee. I had a pot of coffee at the house. Like, I'm like, but I drove, I'm like, yeah, black and whatever the person's having behind me. And so it's just like, okay, now I'm going. So, but if I was too rushed, I wouldn't have had
mm-hmm.
time for that thought to even.
Yeah. It's actually a brilliant point. So, I mean, time is relative. Like, you're pointing out the rushing, right? Which equals stress as well. Because you might not need more time span, because when you are in the rhythm with your natural rhythm, you might be very fast, right? That don't underestimate that, but give yourself the space and the not rushing, right? And having 10 minutes extra is not a bad idea, but really like, don't now, because for some systems it's stressful to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like for my system, if you tell me to slow down, I'm going rah.
Yeah, if she has to drive slow on the road, like the speed limit, it's excruciating.
That's it.
right?
So just be aware of what is your natural speed, and when you start rushing and stressing,
or
slow down as in connect with yourself.
Like I can do a full grocery shop in half an hour, but it feels feels good to take an hour to do it.
Mm.
I don't know,
yeah.
That's more me.
And if that feels good for me, go into the grocery shop, store, get me out of there as fast as I can. So it would stress me out more to take more time. But when I'm too rushed and I'm stumbling ahead of myself trying to catch the crystal before it falls, I miss half of the stuff. I come home and June says, did you get this? Oh, you didn't get that. It's like, why did you get this?
She's the man, you know? I'm like, it's just so classic.
Refuses to take a list.
Total classic.
Forgets the list.
Yeah, I always forget.
Like,
well, then finds it all crumpled up in my back pocket.
Okay. Like someone else I know. I don't need a list. There's 4 items. Brings home 3.
Mm-hmm.
2 of which are
anyways,
different. Yes.
I'm gonna bring this back. So, we've been talking about time,
mm-hmm.
and this rushing or slow and speed. I really feel like it's more about relaxation, and that's what I sent in the blog today. Relaxing into impatience, relaxing into whatever chore or thing that you're doing. So if you have a relaxed anus and a relaxed perineum, you do that whole thing so different. You're doing the same task, maybe in the same time, but it's coming from relaxation versus that need to hurry. And if you've ever had to, I always think of like tying your shoelaces, like in the days of tying, like hurry up and tie your shoe, like how many knots do you make? Like if you have to hurry up and do something. So if you do it relaxed, it might be slower, but it also could be faster. But if you're relaxed, there's something about that.
And in the beginning, I agree, taking more time is helpful, like Tai Chi, right? You do the movement really slow, but the ultimate goal is to be so fast that nobody knows what hit them. I mean, the ultimate goal is to avoid the fight, but that's what behind Tai Chi, one of the philosophies is, that the body knows this movement so well that when you need to actually do it and be present in a whatever confrontation, you're faster than anybody else. So there is a wisdom in slowing down in the timeline to give yourself the space to actually connect with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's not about time-wise slowing down. It's more about
presence.
Coming into communion with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm. It is 8:30.
There was something else. Any questions? Did that land with you guys? Do you feel like you have a fun play to meet your goobers with a smiling anus?
Mm-hmm.
My anus is smiling at you right now.
I like the aha and the natural rhythm, because it was like, and I was like, oh yeah, because, mm-hmm.
Got it?
I kind of got the energy of what my natural rhythm is like. And then crash.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
And then rest, and then do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like being like all over.
I mean, look at the designs, right? They're all so different.
And you've got that dancer, you've got that humanity. When I listened to your thing today, too, it was all about that exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
The recording.
That movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that twice, and I took like a page and a half of notes just
on
that 20, and it's like, I can listen to that again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get you guys your setup. We'll send it by email this time, and then you can listen
mm-hmm.
to your.
Or we'll drop it into I'll drop it into your boxes from where all the recordings go anyway.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Thank you for this accommodating.
Oh, hey.
No problem.
Anytime.
Bye.
Ciao.
Hugs.
Bye.
She did well. That's good.
Look at how
that's
we look.
Cool.
That's
cool.
It's
almost
bad.
Nice. You're almost churchy looking.
The two of you
take me
to church.
Yeah,
it's
because
you're twins.
Because you're dark, like dark clothes with the white skirt behind you. It's almost like,
you know, people have said
biblical
exactly alike.
What?
Hmm?
Yeah. People say you look exactly alike.
What?
Do
they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Exactly
alike. Are you twins?
No.
Are you sisters?
No.
Look exactly the same.
What?
Strangers will stop us.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Just the same hairdo, maybe?
You know what,
like,
kind of
short
hair.
Some of the same facial, you both have really...
You've
like
got cheekbones, I've got whatever.
Shaped face.
Well, I'm
it's because you're both so
weird?
Cute.
It's like, I think, so like different body types.
We both
everything.
Have a nose and a face.
I know, that's what
mouth.
I said.
Yeah.
Same. We have eyes, nose, mouth.
Anus. Anyway.
You should
anyway.
See our anus.
Same smile.
So, any questions, any...
Synchronicities, shadow.
And that sweet spot, that anticipation.
Okay, three S's.
Yes. This is really where the fun starts to begin more. Sorry that we didn't announce the goobers. But we were actually talking about it about 2 weeks ago. So I'm wondering when that's going to...
I've literally been thinking, like, the stuff that's going on in my life kind of feels similar to when I first started seeing you both, and, like, how intense my life felt at the time. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, on my back, like, I'm not back, like, obviously I'm handling things differently, but, you know, I'm seeing, like, that intensity is around again.
And the thing is, that was always there. Those goobers were always there, you just didn't see it before. But because you put the light on, you crank the volume up, suddenly you see the room.
Yeah.
Right? When the room is not lit, you don't see it. You just stumble over it and go, oh, fuck, and then you move on. But now the light is on and you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's you declutter your basement. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, totally. Side note. On a like slightly different subject, bars, running someone's bars, do things sometimes get way more intense before they get better?
For the person?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same sort of deal.
Okay. Just because I've been running all these bars a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes.
Bringing up the shit to get rid of it.
Yeah. But I just needed to hear it again from someone else to be like, this is okay.
Trust your awareness. If I tell you to stick a needle in his nose and it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Right? That's...
And sometimes you might need to back off for a while.
Yeah.
And with bars, I sometimes find if you just run like the ones that really call you in a situation like
right.
that, not all of them. So...
Yeah, just kind of let your hands do the walking on his head. Let your hands just go to the place.
Right.
And what also helps is while you run the bars, do ho'oponopono.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've been doing that a lot.
It's
not together, I just mean remembering to do the ho'oponopono again.
Yeah, I've been doing it a bit lately too.
But that might help dissipate a bit of the intensity.
Right, yeah.
In that, with that.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And if you need, we're always here, right, for any of you when stuff happens.
We're always
do
here.
When we're here, we're here.
I haven't left the house in days.
We just have, like, loungewear on all the time with, like, smiling anuses.
Yes. And little palm leaves. When needed.
Should we...
Yeah.
Close now.
Oh my gosh.